Speaker's on.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ari Allen. I want to welcome everyone to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees regular bi-weekly meeting. It's August 6, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. I'm going to ask Vice Chair Fleshman to lead us in the opening prayer, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunities that you've given us. Father, that we live in a land that's free, that we can come to you without bias, that we have a right to be able to worship you in our homes. We ask that you be with this country, especially with the turmoil that is going on. Be with those families, Lord, of all the shootings that we are seeing here in Columbus, Ohio. And Lord, that we can come together and stop this, as well as the ones that are sick, Lord. We ask that you be with them. And Lord, that you be with their families that are going through it as well and having to keep a distance away. We also ask that you be with the people that have lost loved ones in the explosion earlier this week. Father, what something that was not foretold and unexpected. It just goes to show, Lord, that there is no time that we are giving or expected. And we ask that you be with the meeting, Lord, as we come together and be one body and be able to do what is best for this township. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to ask Trustee Horn to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Robin, if you could please open us with a roll call vote.
Yes, Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Yes.
Ralph.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Thank you.
Great. I'd like to make a motion to approve the following meeting minutes: special meeting July 9th, 2020, regular meeting July 9th, 2020, regular meeting July 23rd, 2020, special meeting July 23rd, 2020, special meeting July 30th, 2020. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, a quick discussion, if I may.
Go ahead.
Robin, we did get, I saw the, and commented on the Google Docs. Those corrections were in the final one. Is that correct?
I made those corrections, sir, and I know they're under review with Fiscal Officer Reinhart, so she'd probably be the better one to answer the question.
Is she on?
I believe so,
yes,
sir.
Hi, this is Mary Reinhart, and I'm having this reviewed and for so I will get back to you.
So the July 23rd, Mr. Chairman, if we hold up on the July 23rd reviewed and approved.
It's the June 25th, John. They're not listed here.
Oh, my apology.
Yeah, so the ones that are listed have been reviewed by everyone. It's the June the 25th ones. That was the question about the amendment.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, with that being said, I would second the following, which would be the July 9th, the special meeting for July 23rd meeting, and the July 23rd special meeting, July 30th special meeting. I think I said one twice in there.
Okay, so just to be clear, it's the special meeting July 9th, regular meeting July 9th, regular meeting July 23rd, special meeting July 23rd, and special meeting July 30th.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I will call the question and ask for a roll call vote, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. At this time, we'll have Laura Esterline for a real estate update.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Laura Esterline, yep. Broker, Part of It All Realty. I have a couple listings, and then I have a question, and then I've got a couple offers, so it'll be brief. I would like to list 0 Marsdale, It is the adjoining parcel that touches to 12985 Marsdale. It's parcel number 140-001-749-00. And I would like to list it for the same price as 12985, which is $7,500.
So at this time, I'd like to make a resolution to put on the market 0 Marsdale for a starting or asking price of $7,500. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, a quick discussion, if I may.
Go for it.
And we are looking at, when we sell this, to potentially people that want to build a home on it. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. With that being said, Mr. Chairman,
I do ask on all offers that,
with that being said, Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
All right, there is a motion and second on the table. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask the roll call.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Laura, can I get that address again, please?
It's
0 Marsdale.
It's 0 Marsdale. It's the adjoining lot to 1295. And I'll give you a background briefly. 1295 was deeded to the township with two parcels. When we listed it, we listed one parcel.
Okay.
It was brought to our attention. We had a gentleman that was trying to get both parcels for one price, and we were like, no. He contacted the office, and they sent me the call. So we contacted the title company, and we're just splitting it because we didn't want to take a loss of about $8,000. So we're going to list the other parcel.
Okay, I'll recall that now. Okay.
To the right side of 1295, there's two parcels about equal in acreage.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No problem.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And that's resolution 2020-154.
That is what I was going to ask for. Thank you.
No problem. Sorry, Ari.
No, it's okay. All right, Laura?
I know we had a discussion about listing 1963 Harrisburg Pike, and the team has worked hard to get that place cleaned out. I spoke to Mark about the listing price of $249,900. I provided a comp this afternoon. And we decided to raise the price due to the hot market. And Mark's going to get me keys. I don't want to give out the codes to the house to people because it'd be too much people inside and out the house. So we need a key to that property. And I did say that my team would help with the final cleaning in there at 1963 Harrisburg Pike.
And what's the listing price on that?
$249,900.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to make a resolution to put 1963 Harrisburg Pike for sale on the market at $249,900. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a second.
I'll second, sir.
There is a resolution and a second on the table. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you. That's resolution 2020-155.
Great. Thank you. All right, Laura.
I just want to revisit 1207 Hart Road. We've had no interest in that. We still have a standing offer from the neighbor. We can discuss it this time or we can wait till next meeting. I just would like advice on that one.
Mr. Chairman,
what's the list price on it?
The list price is $5,000 and the offer is $2,500. The gentleman states that's all he has, the guy next door.
Gotcha. Mr. Flesson, you had a comment?
Yeah, I was going to say, as hot as the market is right now,
just wait.
With that price, yes, I would say that we could wait on that.
Okay, we'll just table it.
Yeah, God quit making land a long time ago, so I'm sure.
I know.
We can wait on that.
Okay, no problem.
Laura, what's that address again?
507 Hart Road.
Thank you. So sorry.
No problem. I need to ask for support on the Hague listing. I know that you guys are out there. I need to get the grass cut, and I may need to have police support there. We're having people walk on that property, and the neighbors are yelling and screaming at people to get off the property. So there's been
several people interested. What's the address on Hague?
I'm sorry?
What's the address on Hague again?
714 North Hague.
Okay. Mark,
that's
can you follow up?
$1,000 lot.
Yeah, Mark, can you follow up with both Jim Stevens and Chief Smith, make sure that there's an action plan there?
Mr. Chairman, Jim Stevens and I and his crew were out on, I think it was Monday, and there had to be some backhoe type of work done and removing various vegetation around there, but not mowing. So we got that done. We created a driveway to go back in. The driveway had all grown up, so you couldn't even get back there. So that's been done, and there's a fairly small patch that is on the list to be mowed very soon.
Thank you. Thank you for help. Going to offers, I have an offer on 1963 Harrisburg Pike. We've discussed before. Like to have a motion to accept the offer for $6,000 from the church.
What's that address again?
I got the wrong address. I got the wrong address. Sorry. I'm going to look it up. I need the Harrisburg Pike lot next to the church. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's the...
And is this offer from the church?
Yes. It's from the church's real estate agent, the new church, the new people.
That's the small irregular lot next to the New Horizons Church. There's the one that is. So I'd be in favor of $6,000 there.
I think they initially, a long time ago, Ralph, you got an offer for $5,000, and I told them that they needed $6,000. Remember from the old church?
Is that 1661, Laura? 1661 Harrisburg Pike?
Yes, yes.
I thought we already took in a resolution. I'm looking back, and I have a resolution 2020-127 to accept an offer of $6,000 at 1661 Harrisburg Pike.
I just need to get that signed. I got a new offer completed by them.
Okay. So is it the same people? So would the resolution 2020-127 apply, or do we have to redo?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's the same people.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, 2020-127 for the record.
Okay, we have offer on 12985 Marsdale. We have two offers. Offer A is $8,000, and offer B is $8,100.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a...
Offer B is $600 over ask.
Mr. Fleshman, you were going to make a resolution?
Yeah, but I think she was saying that was it 1, 2, and 3, and the third was $600 over?
Number 2.
I'd like to make a resolution that we accept the offer to the township for a property at, and if you read the address.
That address is 1295...
And if there's no further discussion, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? I'll call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Okay, that's an Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
That's resolution 2020-156.
Thanks.
I have I have an offer on 0 Marsdale listed tonight. Parcel number 140-001-749-00, $8,100. They're going to build a house, John. This is a, they've shown plans for a house on this.
This is always good. New stick buildings or new homes in the
stick
town.
Stick building.
Great.
No trailers, stick building.
But John, do you want to make a resolution for that one?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a resolution to accept Laura's offer presented to the board for the property on Morrisdale, and that number was zero something, or?
That number is 140-001-74900 is the parcel, and the address is 0 Morrisdale.
If there's no further discussion, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that. And I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Resolution 2020-157.
All right, Laura, what else do you have for us?
All I have is I'd like to get a meeting before our next meeting that Ralph and Mark and I could just run through some properties to see what we have left that we could make money on. Just want to go through them again, see if there's any potential. That's all I have. Do you have any questions for me?
Laura,
the only thing I have is when you have something that you need to discuss, just give me an email and
okay.
We'll set up.
Okay.
We'll set up. Okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
So we did good on our properties. We got about 8, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 25,000 coming in. We should be able to ramp it up by the end of the month, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
One quick question. I'm sorry. Who's signing? Ari, are you signing tonight?
Yeah, just email them over to me. I'll take care of it.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, with that, we'll move to resolutions and we'll do bills and payroll.
Hi, this is Mary from Fish and Wildlife. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves bills in the amount of $35,839.42 and payroll ending on 8/4/2020 in the amount of $171,779.22 for a total of $216,684.
All right, there's a resolution on the table. I will move to accept. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Fiscal Officer Reinhart, I believe you have three resolutions that you want to, that are on the agenda here. 149,
yes.
150, and 151. You want to go through those, please?
Yes, 2020-149, a resolution to authorize participation in the Ohio Township Association Group Retrospective Rating Program for BWC. That's Bureau of Workers' Comp. Whereas Township has received an offer to participate in the Ohio Township Association Group Retrospective Rating Program with the effective date January 1, 2021, and whereas participation in the program, while not guaranteed, is subject to the group's performance and may save Franklin Township upwards of $40,000 after service fees. Therefore, be it resolved, the fiscal officer is authorized to sign the Ohio Township Association Group Retrospective Rating Program Agreement via CareWorks of Ohio Managed Care and CareWorks Comp Management, also known as Sedgwick, as a third-party administrator for the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation Insurance Program. The fiscal officer is authorized to pay the service fee of $11,000 from appropriations in the general fund.
Discussion.
All right, there's a resolution. Oh, go ahead.
That was at the cost of $11,000?
for service fees, we also have the same thing if you're working in a zero workers' comp program. You have various fees you have to pay through the year, and it's sort of like an initial fee.
So this is just, are we still using workers' comp, or are we changing to someone else like this to say, which I understand there's different companies that we can use, and it, we save money. Is this part of that?
Okay, I sent about 2 weeks, I believe, the full information, and then I sent out to all the trustees. I also sent another explanation of comparison to all of the trustees. Do you have any questions about the email?
I didn't quite make that out to anyone else.
No, it was very distorted.
Yeah, I'm having really a hard time hearing her.
Okay, I'm going to stand up top of the laptop here.
Sounds good.
I'll talk right into the speaker. Okay, so I sent two emails a couple of weeks ago. One was regarding the general information regarding the initial amount, the $40,000 discount with the $11,000 due. And then I sent, for more clarification, a comparison between this and going through the regular BWC program. And I didn't get any information back on that, so I assumed you all understood that. But it's very, this is an opportunity for us. Because of our low rating, we would have much higher rates with BWC. And Sedgwick handles about 86% of all the townships in Ohio. They have a many, many year, at least I've known about them for 25 years. I don't know how long they've been in business, but they're very reputable. And they have been working very diligently with us on BWC claims to minimize our costs as well. We're getting our rating up.
With that said, Mr. Chairman, with that said, I would like to second the motion on the table.
Okay. So I moved, Vice Chair Fletchman seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I would like to also introduce Resolution 2020-150. Did I cut you off for anything? I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay, all right. Whereas the finance, this is for resolution authorizing the transfer of funds necessary for the repayment of interfund advances from prior years. I'm going to read it, but then I'm going to ask Jeff Wilczek, who's our consultant, to kind of explain it. Whereas the fiscal officer has completed an analysis of interfund advances that have occurred since January 2013, and whereas an interfund advance is intended to be a short-term loan from the general fund to other funds and must be converted to a transfer of funds when the inability to repay the advance becomes apparent. And whereas, since January 2013, the fiscal officer has advanced funds from the general fund to the fire levy, police levy, road and bridge, and ambulance and emergency medical funds and repaid portions of those advances. And whereas the outstanding unpaid advances as of July 31, 2020, due to the general fund are $308,000 from the fire levy fund, $295,000 from the police levy fund, and $60,000 from the road and bridge fund. And whereas the length of time the advances have been outstanding demonstrates the inability of the fire levy, police levy, road and bridge funds to repay the advances. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Section 1, the fiscal officer is authorized upon appropriations approved by the Board of Trustees to transfer funds as follows. And these are all from general fund. And then to each fire levy, $308,000, police levy, $295,000, road and bridge, $60,000. Section 2, the fiscal officer is authorized upon the transfer of funds, authorized in Section 1, to repay the outstanding unpaid advances that occurred from January 2013 through February 2020 as follows. From the fire levy fund to general, $308,000. Police levy to general, $295,000. Road and bridge to general, $60,000. I'll have Mark then explain it a little bit. I mean, sorry, Jeff.
First, are there any questions concerning the advances and the transfers in the resolution?
Yeah, there would be. I'm going to certainly have a question on it, Jeff. And the question being, actually, is more not particularly questions, but the various departments have issues on, the monies, whether they're allegedly they've been paid back. I've had questions come to me regarding fire and road department all, and basically I don't know where to go or how to move on this or anything. My thoughts would be, I think if we really get into this tonight, we're going to get into really a heavy disagreement, and I want to do the right thing for sure, but I also want to take our department heads into consideration. If they feel that what has been moved around in the past and everything, I want to make sure that we have everything actually the way it should be. Have they paid it back or this or so on and so forth? I have questions. I personally have questions on that as well. And my thoughts would be on a couple of these. I saw those that we wanted to move on tonight, and my thoughts were in trying to set up a special meeting maybe next week to further discuss some of these things. These guys, these departments had never, and so forth, it has a real adverse, especially at this time, if we start trying to, and we've got enough disarray at the moment with all the problems that we just have generally in the community. I want to make sure everything's ironclad before we make a resolution on money transfers and that type of thing. I hope the board agrees with me on that.
Let me try and explain something here that'll help out a little bit, I believe, okay? Again, the advances were accumulated, or these balances accumulated over 7 years. All we're doing with this resolution is basically eliminating the outstanding advance by a transfer from general fund. It has a zero effect on the general fund and those levy funds. This just cleans it up and eliminates it, and it's over with.
Okay.
And again,
just following up, I know that there were some initial questions on this, but it sounds like the department has have all met with the fiscal office and are good with these changes. I think there was a little bit of confusion over email earlier, but I think everything's been cleared up and that this helps clean everything up, as Jeff just said. So
yes,
I think that this should be a pretty easy thing at this point. I think there was just a little bit of confusion early on.
We have met with all three department heads this week regarding these advances and explained it, and they understand what's taking place, and I guess it's safe to say they're comfortable with what's taking place and eliminating balance that's due. That help?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we table these resolutions until we can actually have a meeting with the department heads and with our finance people to do this, and then at that time in a special meeting we can then move forward with this. If we could, as
as Trustee Horn was saying, if we could do something midweek, I would love it if we kept a 6-foot distance. If we could do this where we're all at the township hall, that would be great, so that it makes it a lot easier when we have paper, we can see, we have questions. It's very difficult, and when we're talking these kind of numbers, I'm not comfortable with making a decision tonight on this without doing this in a separate meeting.
Chairman,
the confusion here is, like, what this is doing is this is effectively eliminating the debt that the departments have to the general fund, so that they don't have to repay any of the previous funds that we had transferred over the years. I don't think it is. We're not spending any new money. None of the line items are changing. I think it's just clearing it up. I would very much like us to do this now. I think this is a very simple thing for us to move, and no need for us to delay the point here. But just left to Reinhardt, go ahead.
You said exactly what I was going to say. What it's really doing is just moving it from the plates of the those various departments back to general fund. It's removing their debt, in a sense.
And that's, Mr. Chairman, that's where I want to get with each department head. As one of the longest serving trustees, I want to see which debt, because as I've been there, I know the debts that have been paid off, and I want to make sure that this isn't something that is a duplicate.
I'm sorry, but this is not what you have with you. There should be an attachment, interfund advanced status.
Yeah, I've got them all right here.
So what it's showing is all of the advances, we verified all of these, we've had auditors in, we have our CPA doing this, we've had the auditor of state, we all know what these are. These are verified, they're matched to funds, it's all matching, it's what it's doing is just balancing them and taking that off of their accounts. And so it's helping out each of these departments. It's an immediate effect, and we really need to use these so we can go on and work through the rest of the budget.
So with the department heads that are on, are you guys fire, police, and road department, are you guys comfortable with this?
Who wants to go first?
Chief, you go first.
Yeah, it's my understanding it's kind of, John, it's a tit for tat. It's more of a paper transfer to where the money is coming out, going right back in, basically.
So it's just to close the books.
Yes. Is that correct, Jeff?
Jeff?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Jim Welch, are you on?
I sure am. Can you hear me fine?
I can.
Yeah, we went over this a couple of days ago, and basically they're just forgiving all past debts since 2013. I believe it's to help out their audit, the situation that they're going through right now.
Okay, and then Jim Stevens, are you on?
This is Mark. I don't believe Jim's on, but I can't speak for him, but I think he would probably go along with what the other two department heads just said.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, with this being said, I would like to make a second this resolution.
But so you're making the motion because there hasn't been a motion yet. So if you're fine making the motion. No, go ahead. Go ahead and make the motion. I'll second it.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a resolution, I think. Resolution 149, or excuse me. Resolution 150, transfer repayment of advances. I would like to call if there's no further discussion. May I have a second?
I will second that. any other discussion for anyone? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk to Reinhardt. Do you have anything else for us?
Yes, I have resolution 2020-151. A resolution to provide supplemental appropriations for the period commencing January 1, 2020 and ending December 31, 2020. Whereas it's necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township during the year ending December 31, 2020. And whereas it is necessary to appropriate funds for transfers to the fire levy, police levy, and road and bridge funds in order to repayment prior year advances. And whereas the annual appropriations resolution, we had 2020-103, 112, and 119 for the period from January 1, 2020 through December 31, 2020 need amended. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Section 1, the following sums are hereby appropriated. General fund, other financing uses, transfers out, $663,000. Fire levy, other financing uses, advances out, $308,000. Police levy, other financing uses, advances out, $295,000. Other financing uses, advances out, $60,000.
Mary, if I may, Ms. Reinhardt, I apologize.
That's right.
Is this, you know, because, I mean, we're talking over $500,000, and that gets my attention. We're supplementing that over, and does that come back to the general fund, or how is that working? Is it to put these past supplements to bed as it should? It wasn't done correctly in the past, and we're just doing cleanup work, or can you explain some of this in layman's terms?
I'm going to let Jeff try that.
John? The purpose of the second resolution is to provide the appropriations for the repayment of the advances and the transfer. It coincides with the previous resolution. When you transfer money or advance money, it takes two pieces of legislation, one to authorize the transactions and two, the second one to appropriate it. The second one is just appropriating what was authorized in the prior resolution.
The one you just voted for.
Correct. I understand. I was just making clarification, as well as that was a great explanation of it. And for the people that are listening, since we are not doing this together as a group, it's important, I think, that a lot of times it needs to be explained for the people that are listening, for the residents. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, guys. All right, with that, I'll move to accept the resolution. Is there a second?
I will second.
There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I will call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah, just for clarifications, Jeff, that's a legislative move. Clearing the flower resolution. Am I understanding that correctly? No answer. Well, it sounds like...
Mr. Horan, this is Ari. I believe that that's correct.
Okay. All righty. Yes. Well, I'd vote yes then.
Thank you.
All right, Fiscal Officer Reinhardt, anything else for us?
I wonder if I can jump ahead a little bit in the agenda just because Jeff needs to leave, but I wanted to talk a little bit about what we found with where we are at with our LGS, our consultants, and the Auditor of State. We had a meeting this last week.
Yeah, hearing no objections, go ahead.
Okay. We had a meeting with LGS, that's Local Government Services. We're paying them to try to reconcile the bank account from 17-18-19. That came up with some fairly alarming figures, and I would like for Jeff to speak a little bit about that, the numbers.
The information that was provided by Local Government Services Division of the Auditor State's Office indicates that there is about $1 million difference between the carryover balance from 2019 into 2020 versus what they've reconciled with the bank. Now, that said, there are a significant number of transactions that need to be investigated and determine the true outcome of those transactions, which will affect the reconciliation. We're in the process of working on some of those, but again, it's a tedious process, and there is a large difference that is alarming because it could have an adverse effect on the budget for the rest of this year and next year for the township. I've started looking into some of this with Mary. We've come up with some corrections, but we've got a lot more to do.
The word was brought up of unauditable. That is when you have a history of records that have many, many problems and are very difficult to trace for an auditor looking at from transaction to transaction. We have some years, and for example, 2017 had hardly any entries for EMS, even though we had a very high volume. So those are things that we didn't get into our software side that don't match up to the bank side. So we have just many, many things that we're looking at, and it's a very lengthy process. It could take months, could take even into next year. So we're working very hard on trying to get this done, and we're trying to get it to a level with that the auditor of state will accept it so that we can move forward.
Well, I just want to thank you guys both for working on this. I know that the previous fiscal office left a huge mess for you to clean up, and I greatly appreciate you spending the time to fix that and to right all of the wrongs that they did here. So I know it's a lot of work. I know it is hard, and I know that our township will be better off because of the work that you two are doing now. I'm very happy that this is being fixed now and cleaned up so that we can, you know, get out from under it in a big way. Any other comments or discussion from the board and fiscal office?
To the speaker.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I'd like to point out one other problem that comes about with this issue, and that is it is having an effect on the budget for this year and next year, and compounding that is some of the drop in revenue that has occurred because of the coronavirus. So we're also working with the budget this year to get it essentially balanced out and everybody covered for the rest of the year, and in a couple of months we'll be looking at budget for 2021. And that's going to have its own set of challenges also because of, you know, the drop in revenues that has occurred. So we're working with the department heads. We've also talked to them about this year's budget. We've got some amendments forthcoming on that one that you'll probably get it for next meeting. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Maybe I can also give just an example of a situation where for example, property taxes rollbacks were not entered, or there were property taxes that were entered in one year and then again entered another year, which inflated the budgets because it appeared we had more money than we did, and it was just an entry error. So unfortunately, most departments have been working on an inflated budget that was not reflecting reality. So it's very difficult now to think that we have to cut some expenses because they basically were working off of numbers that were too high. So they've been very cooperative, and it's very difficult choices they're making. We just want to thank them for working with us as much as they can. And we're trying to be as transparent as we can, but the numbers keep changing every day as we find new things. So there's not going to be any consistency, unfortunately, in some of the numbers that we give them. One week we may be saying, you're good, we think you're going to be okay at the end of the year, and they say, oh, no, wait a minute, you're short 300,000. That's the kind of roller coaster they're on right now, and I really appreciate their patience and their cooperation. And also I want to thank Robin Watkins has been wonderful in all the research she's done, many, many hours, and we just really appreciate everyone's efforts.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you, Ms. Reinhardt. I know the effort that you're putting into it. Now, my chief concern right now is this, just as you mentioned, we need to cut all expenses possible. Now, what I'm hearing is essentially we've got Jeff long-term here, and my thought on that is, if we have a shortfall in revenue and everything, can we afford to have Jeff? I mean, I think that has to be a consideration here. And I agree that, that you guys have dug in and you've done everything. But reality is we're spending a lot of money there. And I don't know if we can get any more support from the state or the county or whatever before we really extend Jeff's contract or that type of thing. That's the bottom line. That's my concern, and I realize that there's, you know, it's tough. So having said that, I think that's a consideration that we the trustees have to make. Now, do we pay, it kind of gets down to a situation there. Do we pay our own in-house auditor, or do we cut an employee that needs their job? So I'm a believer in saying exactly the way it is, and as I think everyone knows, that our financial situation is not the most healthy in the world right now. So I just want to add that before we make any further moves on anything. But I still would like to have some sort of little review on the budget next week. And I think we can make, or at least in my mind, we can make a little clearer decision how far we want to carry this thing and how far we can afford to make it go, or afford Jeff, frankly.
I agree with you. This is Mary again. Ralph, I agree that we would like to meet with the trustees and talk about some of the directions that we could go. I can say that, it's going to take some time, and we are trying to work on the solutions now so that we're not compounding the problems, because if we don't correct them now, we have even more to correct later, and it's
I really do. You walked into a hornet's nest, there's no question about it, and the efforts that you've done, and I know you put your 7-day-a-week things in and everything, it's a challenge, that's for sure. But, it gets down to the reality of money income is versus outgo, and at this point in time, I don't know where outgo is going to come from, to be truthful with you. So that's my perspective on the whole thing. We're saying cut, and that's what we're doing, trying to on everything. And I don't disagree with Jeff, this last half of this year is going to be a big time question. And I think Mary realizes it as well. Her and I talk about it often. And her and I, the when the July figures come in from the state, there was between rent and mortgage payments not being made the 1st of July, it ended up statewide being 32%. So I don't know what portion of that was rent and what portion was mortgages, but if they haven't paid the first half of their year's taxes, then we can look for some really tough, you know, 5 or 6 months going into 2021, that's for sure. So, you know, I think it's very prudent to me to just bring that fact to the table here, that before we make any decisions, I like to have a week to think it over, really.
Mr. Horn?
Yes.
It was proposed having a special meeting next week to kind of go over some of this, some budget issues. It may be a good idea to meet next week and we just discuss the budget issues that exist and bring everybody up to speed and try to get the big picture as to where you stand. That sounds like
that could be
very beneficial for everybody.
I believe it would too, Jeff. That's the reason I say I think we need to talk next week or pretty soon for sure.
Okay. I mean, if need be, I can certainly make arrangements to be here to help out with that conversation too, along with Mary.
Okay. All righty. I appreciate it. So if Mark could go ahead maybe and get with Ari and John and see what would be a time that would be sufficient. I don't know. It would probably need a couple hours, I would imagine, or something to that effect.
I'd like to see us be able to do that at the township if it's just us and the table.
But it's going to be a public meeting. We still have to comply with all the guidelines. And as you know, probably the governor has coronavirus now too. I think we have to maintain doing virtual meetings until further notice from the state and federal government.
Okay.
All right, with that, I think we're going to move on to the next item of the agenda, which is Police Department Chief Press.
Thank you, sir. My first question is going to be for the fiscal office. We were going to ask for a resolution, I gave Mark the language, to award four graduating seniors from Franklin Heights a $1,000 scholarship this year, pending proof of their acceptance at another institute. Because of the lack of assemblies and whatnot, we decided it was easier, and not being able to get a hold of a lot of people, it was easier just to take four graduates from Franklin Heights, which is in the township, as opposed to try to include Westland, mainly because I couldn't get a call back. So with the COVID thing and everything like that, we wanted to get something back if we could. But apparently there is a question whether or not it's legal for us to do that. So I would have to ask her for some kind of guidance on what she's found out. Apparently she was getting a hold of the prosecutor today.
We can't hear her. She's talking, but you can't hear.
Hold on. Okay, I guess I was muted. I did make a phone call today. I got a name of a person to call. I will call him tomorrow, and hopefully it will be fine, but I'm just verifying that it's a proper public purpose.
So do we need to hold off until next meeting? Can we go ahead?
Let's just table until we get confirmation.
That would be great, yeah.
Okay.
I will report
that. One question I would like to ask you in regards to that, Chief, is that is some of the money from the past camera collections and things we got. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's all from the camera tickets. A lot of it, some of it should be from last year. I haven't seen any actual numbers of what's in the account. Didn't seem like a pretty safe bet, but yeah, I'm still waiting on some direction from the.
I believe we do have money.
Okay.
Ma'am, would you say that again, Mary?
Yes, I believe the funds are there. It's just a question of appropriateness. It's a detail.
Well, that's another thing. I want to make sure we can spare $4,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, so, the reason Ralph, I went ahead with it was because that money was also supposed to have been segregated just for that purpose anyway.
Yeah. I understand that, sir.
That was the thing.
Yeah.
And it is, Byron.
Okay.
It is segregated. Yeah. It is there.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, maybe. On that? No. Next, we have another officer leaving. This will be a total of three. Kevin Queen has put his resignation in effective August 7th. I can read that to you guys, and then we can get a resolution to accept it. It was by email, so it's not signed. He says it was an honor serving with fine officers in Franklin Township. I, Officer Leland Queen, am resigning my position of patrol officer as of August 7th. If you have any questions, you can reach me by phone. Now, he was also off. He tested positive for COVID. So the doctor had him off through today, so he will not be coming back to work prior to turning his stuff in, which he met with Lieutenant Ratliff today and turned in all of his equipment. He will get one more check of a very small payout of a few hours of vacation and comp time.
I'll make a resolution to accept the resignation of Officer Queen effective August 7th, 2020. May I ask for a second, please?
I will second that, Mr. Chairman.
There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Number.
Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
158. Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Resolution 2020-158.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, guys, as you know, that puts us down three full-time officers. I need a resolution moving Officer Menthouse, Jeffrey Menthouse, from part-time to full-time status. Without that, we will be making cuts in service, which basically means we will not be operating at 24 hours a day. Questions?
This is Ari. I mean, just hearing all of our budget stuff and our continued brownouts of our fire department, I think until we can get the budget line item down, I think that we're likely going to have to face a downsizing in service until we can get everything situated. So I know it's painful, but it's unfortunately the previous fiscal officer really left us in a very bad spot, and I can't in good conscience vote on funds that may not be there at this time. What I'd hate to do is put someone in full time and then have to initiate layoffs. I think that would be a far worse situation than us having the sheriff cover a couple of shifts if need be.
It would. I met with fiscal department today, and after our talks, they were comfortable basically with the downsizing that we've already done through attrition, where our budget would be fine throughout the year by bringing somebody from part-time into a full-time status.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Go ahead.
I heard your comment in regards to brownout with the fire department.
And those are two separate funds totally from the levies that come in for the fire and the levies that come in with the police. Had this person not decided to leave Franklin Township, the officer, we would still have that officer. I believe that we owe it to our residents to have police protection, and especially under the premise that we have, they have faithfully paid their taxes for these services, and for us to take and not replace somebody in fear that we could run short, it's not a good time right now to do so, in my opinion. I understand that if we get to a certain point that we may have to lay someone off, I understand that. But between A and Z in the time frame, I would like to make a motion or resolution that we, or take it to a vote and see if we are going to take the chief's recommendations at this point and step the people up that he needs from part-time to full-time.
Okay, so you're making a resolution?
Well, sir, I was asking if you, we could do so. Either you can do it or I can do it.
No, go for it if that's what you want to do.
Sir, you want to make it, or it's up to you? You got in the numbers?
No, I'm not going to make the resolution.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that?
I'm not going to make the resolution, so if you'd like to, go for it.
Okay, so you'd like me to make the resolution? I apologize. I was having a hard time hearing you. That's the hard part about this.
Oh, yeah. If you want to make it, go ahead.
Okay. So what number would we be working with?
It's going to be 2020-159.
2021-59. Okay. Thank you, Robin.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
I'd like to make a resolution to take a resolution 2020-159. In replacing of said policemen or officers as needed by the recommendation of our police chief. And Chief, you want to go back through what you said again for the record?
Yeah, we would be moving a part-time officer, Jeffrey Mintz-House, into a full-time status effective August 8th.
If there's no further questions, go ahead.
I was going to say there's a resolution on the floor. Is there a second?
Yeah, I think I'd second that. With the budget, the chief's budget, the way it is, and the cuts already been made. I realize that. Not real popular to vote for one department or the other, but you can't have it both ways. I mean, the fire department's in really bad condition. The police department is, they're on a even keel here and actually have already made cuts. So I would second that. But and given the fact that, I just don't want to take another police officer off the street, to be honest with you. So I would second it, yes, sir.
All right, there's a motion and a second on the table. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
No.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Chief Smith, do you have anything else for us?
Yes, sir, I do. I have as everybody knows, we pass out Narcan probably four or five different times a week. I have the stats for July. We have passed out 2,430 lunches to folks in need, and we have dispersed 641 Narcan kits during the month of July.
Wow.
I don't have the
Is that an increase? Because I know that there have been the coroner has been reporting a major spike, and so the district attorney has as well.
Do you think that that has to do with more folks being home and everything else that's happening in the world?
Yeah, I'm sure that that all plays into it. When the COVID, the lockdown kind of, the restrictions kind of came into place, they've seen a higher percentage of alcohol sales and just things like that because people were stuck at home. So I'm sure the overdose rate probably followed suit with that. But we're just seeing a lot more people coming asking us for Narcan. So hopefully the grants don't go away, because if they do, we'll be in trouble. But I'll keep the board updated with anything I get. I don't have the actual overdoses. Usually I get them every week or every other week from public health, but I haven't seen anything.
I think a lot of their teams also been directed to the COVID-19 response.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, Chief. We'll move on to the next department, Fire Department with Chief Welch. Chief?
Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
I only have one thing. Going back to not filling Chief Adams' position as the EMS coordinator and training officer, that leaves a void responsibilities. Obviously, we need to move forward and still do more with less and fill that position. Lieutenant Arnold has stepped up and said he will accept those positions, those responsibilities while he's on company. So you guys all have the MOU. We had our attorney's office draw up. Basically, the MOU is a non-binding agreement between us and the union that gives Lieutenant Arnold right around $3,800 annually to accept his responsibilities and take care of those tasks. I'd like to request a resolution to accept that MOU pending the union's agreement as well.
Mr. Chairman, a quick discussion, if I may.
Yeah.
It's more of a statement. One of the, and I'm going to be for this. And
yeah.
When I was talking in regards to hiring a replacing nutrition, one police officer leaving and replacing him with another one, obviously the officer that's coming in is going to be at a lower rate than the officer leaving. The same with the fire department. Anything that the chief is recommendation that he can afford, I think that the board owes it to the fire department as well as the residents of Franklin Township to have as much coverage as possible with the dollars that we have. With that being said, over the past, 9 years, our firefighters had diligently stayed on duty, no pay raise, and hung in there. So with that being said, I would like to make a second as on this motion.
So you're moving for the motion because there hasn't been a second yet.
Okay, oh, I apologize, sir.
Yeah, so you're making the motion. I'll second it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Chief Walter, anything else for us?
That is all I have, everything.
Okay. And Jim Stevens is not with us tonight, correct? Mark?
Jim is not with us online right now.
Okay, do you have anything to report out from the road department?
The road department, I mentioned earlier, I was with them when they were clearing 714 North Hay, which was the property that we, the township got from the land bank recently that's being listed. And I know that they've been working throughout the township on drainage issues. So that's primarily what they've been doing. Today, I think they were doing more mowing, and they've done a lot of brush collection. So they're doing their day-to-day tasks and doing them well.
Okay. Next up,
Mr. Chairman,
also have problems.
I met with Jim today, and he said that they're moving along quite nicely at the moment on the mowing since the rain, you know, we hadn't had much for a while, and so they're right on the verge of getting really caught up on the mowing now. And he told me, I think there was 5 major drainage issues that we've been able to get taken care of in the last 30-40 days. So we won't have, hopefully, some of the drainage problems come the next rainy season, thank God. So this time they are starting to get somewhat caught up on their mowing and that type of thing. So I felt real good about that.
That's great. Thank you, Trustee Horn. To next up, my section, so I wanted to bring to the attention of the board, so this is the second unfair labor practice that our attorneys have settled, and I believe our attorneys and Administrator Potts has briefed everyone on this. This is the second unfair labor practice that was filed against Franklin Township. So, Mark, I don't know if you want to give any background here, and I'm happy to read the resolution as well after that.
I can give you a little bit of background. There were two ULPs filed by the Teamsters that went to CERB. Both of these went to mediation. What you're being presented tonight is for the second ULP and the mediation. If you kind of decide based on what the mediator and the parties involved do this offer, I guess you would say, what happens is it does not go to a full CERB hearing. So what this does is it is a resolution accepting the agreement for the second ULP, and in that agreement, it was found through the mediation process that there was a Teamsters contract that was negotiated and tentatively agreed on in November of 2019, and the ULP was more or less that it was not being decided upon quickly enough by the board. So to settle this ULP, the agreement is to accept the Teamsters contract, and I know you have copies of that. So.
All right. With that, I wonder if there's any discussion on the board before I go through and read the full resolution here that was drafted by the attorney.
Great. Great.
Is there any discussion, Trustee Horn, Trustee Fleshman, any comments or anything before I go ahead and read this?
No, I don't have any comments.
Okay.
No, sir, okay. I don't have any comments at this time.
Okay. So this is resolution approving the settlement agreement for case Ohio State Employment Relations Board unfair labor practice charge case number 2020-ULP-02-0031. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, and Teamster Local Number 413 have reached a settlement in the Ohio State Employment Relations Board unfair labor practice charge case number 2020-ULP-02-0031, and whereas the board believes it is in the best interest of the township and its residents to approve and authorize the execution of an agreement entitled, quote, settlement agreement and release and waiver, end quote, in order to effectuate such settlement and resolution of the aforementioned claim. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that Section 1, the Board hereby approves the agreement attached to this resolution as Attachment A, including the Collective Bargaining Agreement attached thereto, Section 2, the Chairman of the Board of Trustees is hereby authorized to execute and deliver the agreement together with such changes that are not materially adverse to the interests of the Township are consistent with the resolution and are approved by the chairman. The chairman's execution and delivery of the agreement shall be conclusive evidence that he approved, any changes in the agreement, and any such changes are not material adverse to the interests of the township. Upon execution of the agreement, the board authorizes legal counsel to file the same with the Ohio State Employment Relations Board. Three, this resolution takes effect at the earliest date permitted by law. With that, I so move this resolution. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, I'll second that.
All right, there is a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari? John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. That's the, Mark, that was the only resolution with this that we had to do, correct?
Correct. And my understanding from reading that is that by virtue of doing that, you are accepting the collective bargaining agreement between the Teamsters and the township for office and clerical employees. I'm not sure if you want to, as a board, vote on that contract as well, but I think that what you're doing there was supporting or approving that contract as well.
I think if we have to take further action, we can do that at a later time.
And that's resolution 2020-161.
Thanks, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to report out. Vice Chair Fleshman?
The only thing that I have that might be of interest of anyone that is reading our minutes or listening online, the county commissioners this week has passed a resolution allowing $2 million for minority businesses in Franklin County. There is a high rate of businesses that the minority population that are disappearing. And so they have crafted this, it passed, and I'm sure there's going to be more information coming soon on how, where, and when can you apply for a grant. I'm going to call it a grant. I don't know exactly what they called it. So, but I think that that would be something that's good for the businesses that are in Franklin Township and Franklin County, Ohio.
That's great. Thank you. Trustee Horn, anything to report out?
Nothing further at this time.
Okay. Fiscal Department went early already, so Administrator Pop?
I have nothing else at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, then, Administrator Pop, through you, see if there are any questions that have come in or if there are any comments available on the Zoom at this time.
There are, were no questions emailed. Let me pull up the chat. There were no questions or comments sent over. There are 17 individuals in the room. So if there's any questions or comments from anyone in the room.
I will remind everyone that if folks do have a question, your comment or question is limited to 3 minutes. And then I'll ask the board and everyone else to allow the individual to complete their question or comment so that we can proceed in an orderly fashion. And Administrator Pop, I'll let you administer that.
Orderly. Silently.
Hello?
Anyone? Hello?
Mark?
Yes, sir.
This is Mike Blevins. I have two quick questions for the fiscal office, and I will be shorter than 3 minutes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Go right ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Mary, I wanted to ask you a question, two of them. I know integrity and transparency is important in your office, and so I was wondering if you could tell the taxpayers in Franklin Township why in July payroll was up $89,000 over last year in July, the same pay period, same everything. The salaries were up $89,000 more than last year, and we had 7 less employees. Jim Stevens missing 3 employees, Aaron Crome, and 2 or 3 from the fire department. So we had 7 less employees, and we payroll was up $89,000. And I'll go ahead and ask my second question and then wait for an answer.
So during the last meeting, there was talk of a memo of understanding being changed for two township employees, and there was a statement made that there was no monetary gain in this change. And I would like to know if that is a true statement, that there was no monetary gain in the change of the memo of understanding for the two township employees. Thanks for your time, and I'll wait and listen.
Thank you, Mr. Blevins. I don't know the answer to your first question. I would have to look at that to see. There are various scenarios that could have caused that higher amount. It could have been retirements with payouts. I don't know, so I'll have to look that up. I'll be happy to get back with you. The second one, I do believe that was a misstatement or a misunderstanding, because it definitely resulted in monetary gains.
All right, Mr. DePoss, is there any other questions that have come in?
Let me check my email one more time. I see nothing.
Hey, Mr. Potts.
Yes, sir.
This is Ron DeLosier with the local 1441 president.
Hey, Ron, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm not too savvy on how to make sure I chime in on these meetings, so.
No problem.
I don't want to jump in front of anybody that's in line. So if there's anybody else that has something to speak, I will gladly defer, but I do have a question.
Okay, I don't see anyone else, so if it's okay with you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. DeLosier, would you like to make a comment?
Yeah, you have 3 minutes.
Okay, my question's just for the board. I'm just curious as to why we believe every other department's budget except for the fire department. It seems that the fiscal office laid out a rather grim report with the help of the administrative staff been hired on to kind of balance the books. The fire department's making cuts. We stopped hiring people. We stopped paying overtime. I'm sure a lot of people have seen the Facebook posts for when Engine 193 or the entire station is shut down. Because we're not paying for overtime. We're making cuts every day. And it's making the township less safe. And it's making the department less safe. It's making the members of the department less safe. I'm curious as to why everybody else's budget is believed except for the fire department. We continue to hire people to fill positions. Mr. Horn said a few meetings ago, whatever I can do to make everything more safe. And yet we still continue to cut fire services, cut EMS services, but we're still hiring police. I don't want to sound like I'm speaking negatively against the police department. I believe we should have double the amount of police officers we have. The more police we have, the better off we are. I'm just curious as to why the fire department's the only one cutting right now.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Go ahead.
Ron, Mr. DeLosier, if I may, and this is strictly for me, for each department that I have talked to and looked at their budgets, and I think that we've said it in many meetings, we have taken the recommendation of the department head, chief, or et cetera. So when we were in the meetings, if Chief Welch is in, I believe that we have followed the recommendations based on what the chief's looking at his budget, unless we've made a mistake somewhere.
It's my understanding that through
Mr. DeLosier, that's why it's not a back and forth. You got your
okay.
Your time, and so it's any further comments from the board? Yes, thank you. Mr. Horn, do you have any comments or response?
Well, what I'll do, instead of, really tying up everything, it seems that Ron has some bona fide questions he needs answered. And if I may, Ron, just call you, and we'll discuss a few of these things. Because a lot of it, as Mr. Fleshman said, what it appears that we have and what we, the unknown that we have. For an example, the police department, even if we collect lesser of the monies that they're due this year, they certainly would be okay with having. Now, bear in mind, they do have two less police officers than they did have, even with this new hire we did, Ron. So if you take it and put it in perspective, and the amount of employees that you folks have as versus what the police department has, and, you know, they can, not to say anything that you guys haven't been diligent with your money, but they have, and, you know, and even with a shortfall in collection, it appears that they can still be on solid ground with what they've got. And the fire department certainly doesn't appear that way from all the input and information that I've had, you know, back from, you know, fiscal office and others. And it's not like we're taking it lightly, that's for sure. But I hope that kind of explains a little bit to you there. And I'll be happy to talk with you more. I don't want to see the guys go either. I think you're quite well aware of that. But the reality is, if we don't have enough to pay, I don't know. It's honestly kind of an unknown what we are going to collect the last of this year. And I think, with your, you know, with our management, you know, Chief Welch and Adams before he left, they could clearly see whether just any little snag there, and that would mean slow collections or anything like that, we won't be in trouble. There's no doubt about it. So I don't know, trying to keep, you know, as big a department as we have, frankly, I didn't even know what brownouts were when everybody started talking about it. And now I know. But, you know, I hope that'll make you feel a little better. I don't know what to tell you at this particular time. And I think, probably the next, goodness sakes, probably the next 3 or 4 months is going to tell us a little better how we stand. I don't know how we stand. Because it's really the unknown right now as to what money we're going to have. And that's the simple fact of the matter. So.
This is Ari, President DeLosier. Just to answer your question, I think, you know, my thought here is we are uncovering a lot of things. And as you heard earlier in the meeting today, our fiscal office is really doing a lot of good work to figure out what's happened. But we've seen a lot of errors and problems. And downright malpractice from the previous fiscal officer that has left us in a very, very bad spot. And for me personally, unable to execute additional spending until we additional non-critical spending on things that we don't have an answer to, which is why I am across the board making sure that we don't do any additional hires. And you know, buckle down to make sure that we can get through this. My hope is by doing this that we come out and once everything is cleaned up in the books and that finances are restored, and we have good faith in our numbers, which I know our new fiscal officer is working very diligently to do, that hopefully things will be able to return to a new normal. But I think it is fiscally irresponsible to continue to spend and, add on positions in any department, beyond the bare minimum that we can do until we have real accurate numbers, because if we miscalculate and are spending without those numbers, we could overspend and that could cause further problems, which I would hope to mitigate by doing this. So I hope that answers your question. I know it is not easy, but I am steadfast in making sure that across all of our departments, I'm applying the same values and principles that I am when evaluating all of the budget. And it's not that I don't have faith in the individual department heads who are doing their budgets. It's that we have had such malpractice from the previous fiscal cycles that it is not fiscally prudent to accept anything until we get everything cleaned up. With that, Administrator Potts, any other questions?
I see none that's come in. Let me check the chat room once again. None were typed in the chat room. I don't know if there's any out of the 15 people left in the room. Is there anything else?
Is that 15 people that are not including the department heads and the trustees?
No, it's 15 total.
Okay.
Right now, there were 17 at one point.
Okay.
Okay. Well, with that, then that concludes our meeting. Thank you, everyone. I hope you have a good evening and a good rest of your week. The meeting's adjourned. Thank you.